With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump calls the blockade of Iranian ports genius and foolproof, insisting it will not end until Iran agrees to end its pursuit of nuclear weapons. President's reportedly considering a resumption of military strikes on Iranian targets. No comment on that. Meanwhile, oil prices are spiking and pump prices are as well. Following a stormy appearance before a congressional committee yesterday, Secretary of War Hegseth goes back for more today, making a return visit to Capitol Hill.
Testifying before lawmakers for the first time since the war started, Hegseth defended the military operations during tense exchanges with Democrats, including California's John Garamendi.
You have been lying to the American public about this war from day one. And so has the president.
Hegseth accused congressional Democrats of being the Pentagon's biggest adversary.
You sit there and go on TV for your clickbait about quagmires. It undermines the mission.
The Pentagon says the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. Greg Clugston, Capitol Hill.
In a social media post, President Trump says he's considering cutting the number of American troops in Germany. Mr. Trump has been upset with Germany and other NATO allies for refusing to lend a hand with the Iran war. Federal Reserve holding interest rates right where they are, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell citing the impact of the Iran war for the decision to hold the line.
We just don't know yet, and it's so unknowable, because how long will the strait be closed? You can develop any number of scenarios that you want. But we really won't know until we know. So fortunately, we're in a good place to wait and let things develop.
Powell plans to remain on the Fed's Board of Governors after his term as chairman ends next month. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 55 points, NASDAQ futures up 83. This is SRN News. What are your favorite Christian radio programs?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a solid core of popular shows are getting the most airplay on most stations. At the top of the list is the longest-running radio drama in history, Unshackled. It airs on 50% of all Christian radio stations. Turning Point, another legendary program, runs on 49% of stations, and 44% have focused on the family in their daily lineup. Grace to You airs on 43%. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda, despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue. Bettman has tried to reduce the pressure, pointing to the league's long-standing relationship with You Can Play, an LGBT hockey organization, but his effort to get every NHL team to celebrate Gay Pride Night has met with a backlash. SRN News. Tick season is off to a fast start.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an early advisory to the public this week to guard against ticks. The CDC's tracking system shows that weekly rates of ER visits for tick bites are the highest for this time of the year since 2017, except the South Central United States. Because not every bite results in an infection, it will take time for medical experts to know whether there is an actual surge in Lyme disease or other illnesses. I'm Mike Hempen.
One of the worst hailstorms to hit Missouri struck this week, injuring drivers, knocking out power to thousands, damaging hundreds of vehicles and even some aircraft. The largest of the softball-sized hunks of ice that pelted the Springfield area measured 4 3/4 inches across. More details at srnnews.com.